Make a visit down to Texas, especially to Central Texas. You're going to find that people take a pride in their specific style of smoking and roasting meats over open fire. I'm going to take you down to Lockhart, the barbecue capital of Texas. Join me for lunch at Smitty's Market on this episode of The Attitude Adjustment Hour. Hey everybody, Dennis Cruz here, and anyone that knows me can tell you I love me some eating. And one of my favorite types of food is barbecue. Whether you're talking about Kansas City style, Carolina pulled pork, St. Louis style ribs, Chicago style, or even Hawaiian barbecue, it's all good in my book. But I currently reside in the great state of Texas, Central Texas to be exact, smack dab in the blue center of this extremely red state. Austin, the state's capital, it's a political island down in these parts. But one thing liberal and conservative Tejanos agree on, they believe they have the best damn barbecue in the country, bar none. And in Texas, if you're talking barbecue, you're generally talking about beef. This is cattle country, folks. There's a reason that Bevo, that big old longhorn steer, is the mascot for the university here. Texans love their beef. Massive slabs of brisket, big Flintstone-sized ribs, German-influenced sausage, smoked for hours with native oak, mesquite, pecan, and hickory, slow-roasted to tender perfection. Fork tender and simply spiced, they only use salt and pepper, and sauce-free generally, barbecue down here is delicious. Now, Lockhart's a small town located about 25 miles southeast of Austin. The Texas legislature proclaimed Lockhart the capital of Texas barbecue back in 1999. And that's well deserved, with no less than 4 acclaimed barbecue palaces within a square mile, all with merit. When I first came to Texas, I struck up a conversation with a convenience store owner in the town of Buda, a little town off of Interstate 35, just south of Austin. Real nice man, as Texas is horse shit on your boot. He was wearing, I kid you not, bib overalls. He had a well-worn straw cowboy hat on his head, and he had a chaw of tobacco stuffed in his cheek. The man's name was Bubba, which in Texas speak either means brother or fat guy. I'm still not sure, but it's usually not said with any malice, so when somebody calls me Bubba, and it happens all the time, I don't take any offense. Bubba hears me talking and realizes, hey, this here fella ain't from around these parts. Bubba's quick like that. I tell him where I'm from, San Francisco, which usually elicits one of two things. One, a lame gay joke, hearty har har, shut up. Or two, a fond memory of their visit to my fine hometown. Well, old Bubba had been to Frisco, as he calls it. Frisco being a term that riles a lot of native San Franciscans, but once again, it's not said with any malice, so no offense taken. He loves San Francisco, especially that there Fisherman's Wharf. Always with the Fisherman's Wharf, and they didn't even eat at the best seafood joint at the wharf, which is Scoma's on Pier 47, hidden from all the touristy stuff. So Bubba tells me, y'all gotta go down to Lockhart and go to Smitty's Market. They got great meat there. It's about 20 miles from here. I'm thinking, but there were all kind of markets a lot closer to where I live, and they all have nice meat departments. But I humor him, and I thank him for the tip. I promise to go to Smitty's first chance I get to get some meat. Later on, I found out that many of the best barbecues in Central Texas started as meat markets that just happened to smoke meat and sausage for their customers. So 2 years later, I got a day off, and I got the urge for some barbecue. And I remember Bubba's suggestion, and off to Lockhart I head. Now, if you're visiting Austin and you want to get down to Lockhart, you head east on Highway 71 out towards the airport, then you head south on Highway 183. It's a straight shot into Lockhart. But I like taking the back roads. Like the locally preferred method of smoking meat, I like taking it slow. So I exit the interstate, take Ranch Road 150, and head east. As I drive on the two-lane highway, I wonder what in the hell's being grown in the fields here. It looks like popcorn on a bush. I stop, and it turns out these are cotton fields. Never seen them before. I'm a city boy. Each plant is covered with what looks like cotton balls. A little dirty, but there they are. They're cotton balls for sure. And as we move on, the next field, it looks like a twig farm. A machine's gone through and stripped all the cotton off, so all that's left is bare, dark-colored rods sticking out of the ground. Now, I can't imagine people picking this stuff by hand like in the old days. Grueling, back-breaking, and the plants have real sharp edges. It has to destroy the hands. Thank God for Aggie technology. I get back in the truck and head on and make a right on FM 2720. FM stands for Farm to Market Road. And another 7 miles, we hit Lockhart. Now, Lockhart's like a lot of the other towns in Texas. It has a beautiful courthouse and a central square. The town grew up around that courthouse. This one may be the most ornate I've ever seen, all done up in shades of beige and rust brown. A large main clock tower emblazoned with the ever-present Texas Lone Star. When you're down here, you're going to see that Lone Star everywhere. But that tower dominates four smaller, similar ones, and towers on each corner remind me of something on the Addams Family house, but prettier. I park, and as soon as I step out of the truck, I'm hit with the unmistakable aroma of smoldering wood and roasting meat. A half a block away, I see the sign, Smitty's Market, Barbecue, Sausage, Fresh Choice Meats. I've hit my destination. There's a sign in the window in the butcher shop that says, Homemade Wieners! Yeah, there's an exclamation point. Wieners! But I'm not there for no wieners, so I pass through the screen door and I head down a smoke-stained corridor towards the pits. Now, the heat in this room's intense, mainly due to the fact that they have open fires set up at each end of a large metal smoker. There are several of these smokers in a back room filled with brisket, ribs, sausage, steaks. They run the length of the brick building. Following the sign, I make a left, another fire blazing right on the floor next to the ordering counter. So after I take a look at the metal menu board on the wall, I step up and I order a half pound of brisket. I order it fatty because that's where the flavor is. Now you can get it lean and they'll cut away that fat, but there's something about that fat that just gives it that beautiful flavor. And a couple of pork spare ribs because I like pork spare ribs. And I have to try the house specialty, which is sausage, and it's made in rings, not links here. The lady passes the order on to the pit man. He goes to town piling meat on a tray. She weighs it, serves it, Texas style on butcher paper. No plates, just paper here. Do y'all want bread or crackers? Well, I pass on the saltines and I take a couple of slices of white bread because, well, that's what you do down here. It goes with Texas barbecue. I pay and head into the dining room where you can get sides, drinks, and the like. I get a small styro cup of tater salad, one of coleslaw, and a glass of sweet tea. I took some pickles and onions on the side, too. So I grab my tray and sit at one of the long communal tables under a large tin Coca-Cola sign that reads, Two Brothers. Turns out these two brothers were the Kreutz brothers, spelled K-R-E-U-Z. Yeah, that may look like it's pronounced Cruz, but it's Kreutz. It's German. The two Kreutz brothers got in a beef with each other years ago, typical family squabble, and they split the business. One kept the original name, Kreutz Market, but he moved his place down the road a piece, and that's a pretty good place too, but I'm at Smitty's. And the sister kept this building and renamed it after her daddy, Smitty Schmidt. I plop down next to an old hippie-looking dude. He's listening to an iPod, and he's grubbing. He's got brisket on his hands. He's got grease running down his wrist. And there's no way around it here, because there's no utensils at Smitty's. You're eating with your hands. Now, they do allow a plastic spoon for the sides, but you're not going to find forks or knives. Here's a little side note I found out about. I spoke with a Lockhart local, and he says back in the old days you used to go there, they used to have knives chained to each end of each long table. They were long enough to cut your supper, but not long enough to do damage to the other patron. The Wild Wild West right here, I guess. The knives are gone. You make do with your fingers now. I start in with the brisket. It's perfectly cooked. Tender. You can see that wonderful ring of smoke. Dark and crusty on the outside. Lighter and juicier towards the center of the slice. It smells great, but I'm telling you, it tastes even better. It's infused with smoke. And the only spice we used was salt and pepper. That's the way it's done down here in Texas. This kind of beef sausage is made all over Central Texas, but Smitty's is unique because they're small rings, not longer links. Old-timers sometimes refer to this kind of sausage as Texas hot guts because they use natural casings. The pop when you bite into one, really, really satisfying. It's got a great flavor. Finally, I dig into one of the spare ribs. Now, pork isn't the thing down here, but some places offer pork, and Smitty's does a great job. Once again, tender, but not fall off the bone tender. It still takes a little bit of work to rip the pork from the bone. Smitty's uses a dry rub on these spare ribs. A bit sweet and a bit tangy. It really brings out the great flavor of the pork on these spare ribs. As for sauce, okay, you can ask for it, and they do have bottles on the table, but it's extremely unremarkable. This barbecue really needs no sauce. The meat, lightly seasoned, stands on its own. The drink of choice is Big Red which is a real odd soda. It's very popular down here. Once I asked somebody, what in the hell does Big Red taste like? Their answer? It tastes red. Well, the correct answer is it tastes a little like cream soda. And yeah, I guess it does kind of taste a little red. Smitty's also offers several bottled beers, Cokes, and iced tea. Sweet tea, to be exact. They love them some sweet tea down here, y'all. And it does pair nicely with barbecue. I took my time and savored my meal. It was absolutely delicious. And on my way out, I stopped at the butcher shop, and I got some of the homemade wieners, like it said on the window sign. They were frozen. They look like they've been frozen for quite a while. And they're still in my freezer at home. Not too sure about the wieners, but as for the barbecue side of Smitty's, it's not to be missed. Now, I gotta thank old Bubba for steering me down to Smitty's. And if you're in these here parts and you're fixing to get some barbecue, y'all ought to consider getting some of the best I've ever tasted. You ought to go to Smitty's Market in Lockhart. So why don't you take the rest of this hour and plan a trip out to your local barbecue joint. Go on, get some of that grease on you, eat with your hands, just the way your cave-dwelling ancestors did. There's something satisfying about it. You can catch all episodes online at aahour.com. You can also get the show by going to 910.com, click on podcasts. You can follow me on Twitter. I'm Den Cruz, that's D-E-N-C-R-U-Z, all one word. And I love your feedback. Please email me your thoughts and suggestions at aahour@yahoo.com. Hopefully I've lubricated the thought process for you. This is Dennis Cruz, and thanks for joining me on the Attitude Adjustment Hour.